What up, y'all? We are back for another episode of The Bar. I'm Nisha.
And I'm Tempe.
And we are, as always, super excited to come to you with a new topic. Today, we are going to be talking about the bar for communication. And I'm really excited about this topic because it's something me and Tempe talk about a lot. But before we get into that, we are going to come to you with our media moment.
This week's media moment is going to be about the new Gap ad that has, what's the name of the group? Catsy?
Cat's eye.
Cat's Eye. And why that Gap ad has made the rounds on the internet, even touching those like myself who have no idea who Cat's Eye is.
Yes, we're going to talk about that. And then today's question that needs answers, QTNA, is, the announcement heard apparently around the world. I mean, I did not know this was going to be this big of news, but do you care about Taylor Swift being engaged? Do you care? That's just the question.
That
And we'll
is
unpack
the
that.
question.
We
That
shall
is the
unpack.
question.
So I can start us off with the media moment. I will say when I first saw this ad, it was earlier this week. I did not know it was a girl group. I just knew it was some cutesy little Gen Z bitches of all races, motherfucking shaking a milkshake. Okay. I love that they did the Khalees milkshake song for us millennials. The Cat's Eye group obviously is a Gen Z group. I think most of the girls are like 19, 18. And it shows, girl, because them little bodies was wearing that denim.
And they were shaking.
They was shaking that thing. But I just loved, like, everyone went crazy for it. And of course, they were making the comparison to the American Eagle jeans with at denim ad, which I really hate that American Eagle did that because American Eagle jeans, like, they're curvy, fit me so well. Like, I literally have like two pairs. Is it Abercrombie too? I think they're affiliated with American Eagle though, so that makes me even more uncomfortable.
I didn't know
But the
that.
I think so. I'm think they're like in that somewhere in that parent company they're
Okay.
together. I'll fact check that. But they had the audacity to say that Sydney Sweeney has good genes, and we all know what that meant. And what pissed me off the most was the black people, as always. It's the black people. It was like, y'all are making a big deal about it. What are you talking about? It's 2025. I shouldn't have to explain eugenics coded messaging to you motherfuckers. I'm not a conspiracy theorist by any means. She said it to your face.
Yep.
I have good genes. That ain't no fucking joke.
Nope. And if white people are clocking it and being like, this is Nazi propaganda, why as a black person are you not being like, It's just like people want everything to be so light and like there's no intent or that there is no underlying meaning of things. And it's like, no. Everything means something. Words mean things.
Yes,
Like,
absolutely.
use your brain, bros. Like, and even if, shooting someone bail who may be ignorant and is just a pawn in the eugenics propaganda, it doesn't matter if you're ignorant. If people are trying to educate you to use your brain, you need to stop being so fucking defensive and
Girl.
listen.
I'm like, and caping for this white bitch is not gonna get you no money, no fame, no notoriety. If you
Yep.
really, in their heart of hearts, thought that that ad was not saying that my white blonde blue-eyed jeans are better than yours, you should just go jump off a bridge because we don't need you here. Being a
Yeah.
part of this discourse, we don't need you here. Just exit the room, please. Go with them to their non-cookout.
And baby girl looks better in her other partnerships in their advertisements. Like, I think I saw her in an ad for a fragrance and she looked really attractive.
Girl, she looks so raggedy in that American Eagle.
Yes, it's like you caping for her while she looked like a bitch outside in the motherfucking. She looked like she from Midsommar.
I have not seen that. I've seen the preview. It's terrifying.
Yeah, no, you would be
Just the
scared.
preview. Yeah, I know. And that tells me all I need to know about what she looks like in comparison, because I was just stuck on how flat her ass was in them jeans. I'm like, those are good jeans. A inverted ass. Okay.
And the hips, it wasn't like the girls in the Gap ad, the jeans fall on their hips in a way that shows their body. Like it
Girl.
doesn't, like it's like they may not be the most voluptuous, but the jeans still fit. They threw them jeans on that bitch, Sydney, and said,
No.
get up there and start talking, bitch.
No tailoring, nothing. It was falling off her. Her hair was all stringy. I was like, it, girl. And then I'm dead too, because every time I load the Cat's Eye video, because I've watched it like 5 times, they keep putting the most busted pictures of Sydney Sweeney from Euphoria. It's so funny. It's so funny. But I will say what I really liked about Cat's Eye also was like just the mix. So I, did my little research because I didn't know that much about them. But there's a black girl, Manon. Lara Raj is Indian. Well, she's American, but Indian heritage. One of the girls is Korean. One of the girls is from the Philippines. And the other girl said she was raised in Hawaii, but it was like Chinese white mixed ancestry or something like that. So literally, like, they put these girls together and made a girl group. Now, I will say their songs that they sing are, I guess they're very Gen Z coded. They weren't catchy to me. But clearly, them bitches know how to dance, and they know how to serve, and they know how to give eyes to the camera. And I, in the world, is tapped in. Okay, if I see them do that, if I see the people on TikTok do that little bop bop fist dance one more time.
Girl, or they when them bitches jumped and landed. I don't know about that was I was like, oh, y'all are in sync.
In girl,
That
they're
hip
in
hop
sync,
after jump pop pop. I said,
girl.
oh.
And I love that they said it's better than yours, like American Eagle. Sydney Sweeney is better than yours.
I also wanna say I wanna emphasize the use of the song Milkshake
Yes.
because it's not only one of the best songs created, but it is so good in advertisements and in movies. Like it just brings you back to Mean Girls
Oh my God, yeah.
and how iconic that whole album was, but how iconic they chose one of the blackest artists to be in one of the whitest movies. It was just
Right.
like, loved it.
Yeah, I know that Milkshake is definitely one of the pinnacle songs that I would pick to define millennial teenhood for sure. But anyway, I did just fact check myself, so sorry. Abercrombie, they are not associated with American Eagle. They are two
Oh.
different companies. So that makes me feel better because I have Abercrombie jeans and I think that's the one I wear every day. But American Eagle can suck a dick. And actually just got I bought the pleated skirt from the Gap ad because I was like, that's so cute. I want it.
It is
So
really cute. Did you get it yet?
I did. I did.
How's it fit?
It does fit good. I got a little bit more booty, so the pleats don't quite fall out. They probably should in the back, but it fits in the waist, so we gonna rock it out. Fall denim pleated boot. Looking forward to it. But yeah, so I was just say again, I don't know what else can be done to ingrain into these companies. Black people are the biggest consumers in this country. You sitting up here putting out content telling us that you basically don't want us. Unfortunately, there are the Lululemons and the Tommy Hilfigers where they say that and people still shop with them anyway. But in this era of people trying to boycott and trying to stand for something amongst all of this, and then and then I'm pretty also positive they were one of the ones that, took off the DEI, pledges as well. So it's just like, so y'all don't learn. Y'all don't learn. Now you're getting publicly embarrassed because of this ad. I hope their stocks go down. I hope American Eagle stocks go down. I hope they go out of
Yeah.
business.
And I
All
would
of it.
add to that even if we're not talking about just black consumerism, the fashion world is black now in the
Yes.
sense that not just black people are getting opportunities in all parts of the fashion world, but white people know black people sell clothes.
Yes.
They know that. And they also know that they need to be respected in ways to influence culture and how much black culture is fashion. So it's crazy to me that American Eagle will play themselves like that, especially when these are brands similar to like Abercrombie, as you mentioned, have been around for so long that they had to revamp themselves to get people to come in their stores and buy their things. And you took 25 steps back by putting a naked mole rat ass bitch in the advertisement. She looked like a backyard again. The way she looked like she came out the motherfucking woods to say hello. Like,
She, as one of my friends said, this is y'all's baddest bitch. This is y'all's baddest bitch that she said, bring it to the front. This is the good jeans. Like, I could see a Margot Robbie. I could see a, I don't even know.
I
I
might have
can't.
bought in a little bit more for Margot because she is stunning. she
Girl,
might have been
fucking
like,
even Jessica Chastain, you know we love a redhead.
I might
Roll
have
up,
said,
she would have filled them jeans out, bitch.
I would have said, oh, maybe this isn't Nazi propaganda. It's her booty, y'all. It's her booty.
Again, this is y'all's baddest bitch that y'all brought to the carpet. Wow. That's crazy.
It's so crazy. And they didn't even give the bitch good lighting. The shit
No.
is yellow and grainy. She looks
Terrible.
sickly.
It's
Like,
terrible.
they
It's
threw
so
that shit
terrible.
together. I think she might have been held against her will the way that she was looking too. Like, she didn't know what the fuck was going
I'm
on.
telling you, white propaganda really needs to be unpacked because the fact that they try to sit up there and say she has good genes, she has good genetics. Her genetic mutations that cause her to look that way are good. And you put this on national TV and on the internet and try to tell us, like, propaganda is scary because
It's so
unfortunately
scary.
there are people who saw that and they said, yeah, that's why I like blondes. You know, they try to say the blondes are so pretty. I'm like, they be looking sick, but
And
what do I
titties.
know?
You know they care about them titties. And the
Girl.
titties are not in the jeans, people. The titties weren't in the jeans. The advertisement was about jeans. We were all staring at those fucking jeans. Her titties aren't in the jeans.
She didn't even have on a denim top. Like, at least Cat's Eye, they had denim sets, girl. It was
Girl.
denim skirt, denim. The girl with the little, with the biker jacket, with the slim boot cut jeans. I said, wow, Gap.
And
Y'all did y'all big one.
they was moving fast. So you had to watch the advertisement
You
multiple
did.
times. I said, let me go back and check
I
out this
did.
gap. And I said, it was dancing. I gotta keep watching it. For Sydney, I'm waiting for it to be over. I'm creeped out. I'm confused.
Oh, creepy.
Fucking Hills Have Eyes Have Bitch. Remember
I
that
was just
movie?
about to say that. I was just about to say that it's given scary movie, like,
Well, you wouldn't know what Hills Have Eyes. I don't know why I had
girl,
that.
again, the previews tell me all I need to know about these movies. I know them from the previews.
It's inbred.
She's giving inbred down. But that's what they want. They're good genes to be continued on and on and on. Well, anyway, that's what we have to say about that. We can say more, but
We could, but we're now going to jump into our main topic of the day, which is the bar for communication. We have been talking about so many things in our life and just, yapping. And a lot of things bring up the topic of communication, whether it is the standards that you have yourself for communication, things that have changed in how you've communicated. And so that's what has brought us to discuss this. And I want to start off by saying that I actually saw a very recent TikTok of, I believe, a psychiatrist or a therapist or something, where she was educating people on four different ways to interpret the way that you communicate when we think about the therapy speak that has gotten so popular. She chose standards, expectations, rules, and boundaries. And she used examples of what those things are in order to clarify when we think we are using certain language and or we are creating certain scenarios and engaging with others when we're communicating, we may think we're setting a boundary, but in reality, what we're doing is creating a rule. And or you don't realize that something that you thought was an expectation you have is actually like a standard. And I found that really interesting because I found through that that I believed that certain things I was doing were boundaries, but in reality, they were rules. And it makes you reevaluate, am I communicating the way that I thought I was communicating, and how can I communicate better to make sure that people interpret what I'm asking for, or what I want, or what they want in a way that makes sense.
I love that. Yeah, thanks for that overview. You sent me that TikTok as well. And I found that really interesting too, because I think I have more, I think I have less rules for communicating. Like, I think I'm more so at the point in my life where I kind of go off of like how I feel about something. Like, if something upsets me, I just want to communicate how it's made me feel. And I think, I don't spend as much time, and I should put some of those things down, especially when it comes to like dating and like my rules or standards or expectations around communicating, for sure, because sometimes I kind of just like go with the flow with that. And I think with like close friends, they know me really well that I never really have an issue communication wise with them. But family, on the other hand, particularly, my mom is someone where it's like I need to put some. Not even gonna say rules, child, because that'll be a she wouldn't like that. Some expectations for how I think I would want communication to go with her. So I guess I would have, I guess what I'm trying to say is, depending on the audience, depends on if I have a rule or a standard or expectation in how I communicate with different groups, is what I guess I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I think I've become, as they say, strict. I think I've become strict because I have found over the years, as I've grown as a communicator, because I used to be, as most people when they're younger, emotionally immature and not always clear or reactive. And as I've grown in my communication, I have tried to be really protective of my temperament and my inability sometimes to separate my feelings from a situation, and therefore I try to set boundaries to protect myself. And something that I've like recognized, especially recently, is when I think about the difference between how I've set rules versus boundaries, is I will try to, tell someone how they can engage with talking to me in order to make the conversation productive, when in all reality, like, that's a rule for me trying to control another person. When the boundary is, how am I receiving that moment, and how am I then going to react to that moment in order to protect myself and potentially that person being harmed by me being, irrational in the response. And so I think that's something that I have been trying to work on. But I also think, just in general, I want to have clear boundaries about what I will and will not respond to in communication. But I think that also couples with expectations. And like, I know something that we were talking about recently is people being considerate in their communication with you when they are sharing things and or asking for things, whether it's your participation, whether it's your opinion, whatever the case may be. And I think my expectation is you consider who you're talking to. Like, you don't, everyone doesn't get the same blanket thing. Like you were saying, like, you're considering who you are talking to. Where I think some people don't operate that way. I think people think, like, well, I said the same thing to the other person, so
I
why?
agree.
And it's just like, whoa, no.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And I think that's why some people struggle, like, because unfortunately, and I shouldn't say unfortunately, you have to tailor your delivery to your audience, whether that is, a friend, a best friend, an acquaintance, a coworker, your kid, your partner. I don't communicate in the same way in, depending on what it is, to different things. Like, of course, if it's something like generic, like I might, copy and paste a text to like all my friends and my mom. But when it comes to just like how I talk or what I talk about or like even giving feedback, for example, I had an issue with a coworker recently and, I talked to you about it and I was like, I really want to say something because like had she not been my coworker, I wouldn't have even slept on it. I would just like in that moment be like, girl, why? Like if it was a friend, I'd be like, girl, are you okay? Like what? Like calm down. Like it's gonna be okay. But in the form of work with other people, and I don't know y'all like that, and we're supposed to be being professional, I say, let me take this to the side text and sleep on it. And I even had to get chat to help me to make sure I was direct, but also considering my audience, because I know this is someone who's very overly sensitive as well, as her response showed. Versus if it's my mom, I'm literally like, oh my God, why are you acting like that? Like I feel like I turned into like a teenager and how I talk to her, like, just stop, just. You're doing too much. Like I can just, and there are people to your point who just everyone gets the same delivery. And I think that's really what it is. Like the delivery is not being tailored. And I think that is where you have room for issues to begin to take place
And
when you do that.
that's why people love the phrase, who are you talking to? Because, like, let me remind you of who you're talking to, so maybe you could take a step back and realize. And this brings me to when I went to CVS.
Okay.
Because I have to bring this into this moment because,
Please.
one, I just want to say, I don't know how everyone else feels. I feel like CVS Pharmacy is very weak in customer service.
Oh yeah. Then girl, when I
Okay.
was in DC, there was a woman there. Now she did help me find something in the aisle, but she had her two kids there who were not, they were just there hanging out in the store, dancing. And she's laughing with the kids, and I'm like, how do I check this out? Help. So yeah. Sorry, I digress. You're but
So, a young Gen Z with the Gen Z stare was working the motherfucking pharmacy registry.
God.
Or register. Registry, what the fuck?
Okay.
And I walked up and I was pleasant. I will be honest, sometimes I would say about 75% of the time you're not getting a pleasant person, but that day I was like,
75.
yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It could be the New York impact where, like,
Probably.
usually I just walk and I'm just saying, yep, what do you want? But this day I said, hi, how are you? And I got back a Gen Z fucking stare. So I'm confused. She was also confused because I looked confused. She then did the typical, date of birth, last name, blah, blah, blah. It got to a point, though, that when I said something to her, I couldn't get out what my response was because she kept cutting me off. You asked me for my birthday. She cut me off while I was reading my birthday and goes, last name, first name. So after about two or three times, I just stood there and stared at her because I said, what's going the fuck on, bitch? Because I'm thinking, who are you talking to? Why are you cutting me off? You're the one that needs this information to fulfill my
Exactly.
request. I'm confused. So we had a stare off. And then she goes, you're not even gonna fucking believe this, bitch. Are you good? And I said, are you good? And then I start looking around. I looked at her coworker.
Are you good?
I looked at the bitch next to me, and the bitch next to me, a black woman, thankfully, she looked at me and she laughed out loud. And then I laughed out loud. And then I said, "You can't be talking to me."
Girl.
So I bring that up to say, one, I am not the best customer because I don't kiki. But this is why I don't give it a
I
chance.
mean, she started it.
She
You're being pleasant.
wanted to beef with me. And then I saw the bitch the last time I was there, and she tried to kiki like hello. And I looked at her and I didn't say nothing back. I said, "Put my shit in. Give me my prescription. Let's go, ho. You didn't want to fucking talk last
Let's
time."
go, ho.
But
Girl, I have not experienced a Gen Z stare. I hear about it, but I did say to a man one day, like, "Hi, how are you?" And he ignored me. And I said, "Hi, how are you?" I asked, "How are you?" He's like, "No one really cares how I'm doing." I said, "Well, I asked, so how are you?" Like, it was literally a whole back and forth, like at the counter, because this is when I just got back from South Africa. And when we would go up to people, and our American communication style, we would just be like, "Hi," ask the question. And they're like, "Hi, how are you doing today?" Like, literally whole formal greeting. I was like, "Oh, my bad. Like, I feel like a nasty white person, not greeting my fellow brethren." So when I got back, I was, starting my, "Hi, how are you doing?" Like, trying to and this man straight up ignored me and then said, "You don't really care." And I was like, "But I asked," and I asked again. So, "How are you?" Like, just answer the question. Like, why you gotta do all that?
Girl, Americans are unwell because
Unwell.
have you seen a bitch who yoked as a
Yes,
bitch
with the ponytail. Yes, I did.
we're fed up, girl. That man said, "You don't give a fuck." Everybody is fighting for their life. The bitch just wanted to go on vacation. She get 2 or 3 days off work. She lies. She says she out sick. She took a fucking week to go to Europe. The bitch took her passport.
And then you're gonna be in the passport office in the embassy for a whole nother week trying to get your passport back. Oh, I will be grabbing ponytails too.
She said, "You're not going anywhere."
Girl.
So.
Damn pickpockets. I'm like, again, this is your baddest bitch. We are Americans. We are ready to fight
You're lucky that
to
the
the
niggas
death.
don't got guns. Do y'all not see our? We literally just had a mass shooting today.
Girl,
Today. They fucking was shooting up the place.
that's not who you want to try, honey. That's not who you want to
Especially
try.
not a white
Everyone,
woman.
girl, everyone is on their last leg. That was her 13th reason. She said, I think she said she had 8 kids and she didn't care about her screaming. I said, "Oh, you picked the wrong one, bitch."
That white woman was tired.
She was fed up. Okay, I say, you know what? That I'm gonna put that one in my back pocket next to my travel, just in case.
Her reflexes had to be something else to have the
Ooh,
bitch by the ponytail like that.
girl. I mean, she wasn't letting that passport go. I wouldn't have either, girl. She could have had another country to hop to, and now you stuck.
And they were
And what
young.
you gonna do with a passport, bitch? You don't look nothing like her.
Right. Probably sell it.
I mean, well, girl, the people that they got in at Customs and Border Patrol now, they might fool somebody, honestly. So,
They don't check for
right.
nothing.
They didn't check to see if the child I was traveling with was mine. Speaking of communication, as a communicator, so let me be overly prepared. Let me have her passport, have a notarized letter, bring her birth certificate. They didn't ask me nothing, coming or going. I just took this little 4-year-old out the country. Brought her back in.
They said, "Go on ahead, take
Nobody
her."
asked a damn thing.
They said, "Take her with you." That is like, we are in scary times.
Girl, terrifying times. Things are not happening as they should be whatsoever.
When I go back to thinking about like the issues in communication that we're facing, I feel like we're also dealing with people not wanting to communicate and people that don't want to communicate, wanting those around them to have osmosis of their thoughts. Like, you want me to just figure it out through what means, I don't know, besides osmosis. Is osmosis a thing?
Girl,
The scientific
osmosis.
term?
Yeah, it is. Osmosis Jones. I'll never forget that movie.
Yeah.
Watched it many, many times. I agree with you. I have so many examples of just like poor communication and poor communicators. And unfortunately, a lot of it is with women. And I say that because we expect, unfortunately, kind of men to not be the best at communication. But I'm always surprised when women aren't because I feel like there's so many women in my life who, whether it's just like phone calls to check in or, social media, like I feel like I'm very in touch with all of my like really good bestie girlfriends. And of course everyone's different. So I'm always taken aback when I'm come across a woman who just like seems to be a poor communicator because innately women are built in a social a way of like where we feed into social activity. And like the village and the vibe and the tribe, like I feel like women feed into that. So it always takes me aback when I run into that. And recently there's been a number of women like that I know personally, that other people know personally, where it's like they have an issue, but they don't say directly what the issue is. And I'm literally talking about like right, like top of my head, I'm talking about like four different people right now. They don't say what the issue is, so then the other person is left to like, what speculate. Is it this? Is it that? Is it that? Like to your point, do you think I'm supposed to just absorb it via osmosis instead of you telling me? But then you get into a point where one of my friends did actually say, like, hey, haven't heard from you in a while. Like, is everything okay? And the person she said it to was like, what do you mean? I've just been doing whatever. And it's like, girl, you know what I mean though. Like you're trying to be willfully ignorant and like I'm not your man's. I'm not about to sit here and dig and dig and dig. Like, you know what I mean?
And the moment that someone starts to like act like they don't know what you're talking about, it just feels disrespectful. It feels like you are not only disrespecting my intelligence, you don't consider that the fact that I'm coming to you potentially concerned about you, as well as
Right?
concerned about the state of our relationship, or just in general, just like I have feelings that I'm bringing to the table, those things are not considered by you, tells me that I need to pull back from this situation, because that's so odd to say when you are in this relationship with me and you know that we haven't spoken.
And here's the thing, sometimes people aren't ready to talk, but I'm like, why can't we just say that? Like, I'm just not ready to talk right now. There's a lot going on.
Why not?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't get it. And like, I just want to make this clear distinction that this is not like the person that you know has ebbs and flows, where they just like are, I don't know if they would consider themselves ambiverts or introverts, and that like they're just like, I just like get into my hermit mode. These are people that like, you know, something's off. Like you said, like there's some issue and they're not communicating what the issue is.
Yeah, and that just again, it's always surprising to me when women do that, but I guess I shouldn't be because I don't know, because then some men will say, like, oh, when you ask a woman what's wrong, and she's like, oh, nothing's wrong, nothing's wrong, and then she crashes out. And I don't know, but I think maybe like sometimes women don't feel like have a safe feel like they are safe to communicate, or maybe we've been conditioned to feel like we can't really express our feelings. I don't really know what that is, but I just hate when it happens between friends because like your friends should be a safe space.
100%. I feel like the first thing that comes to mind for me, and this could just be a me problem, I just think that at some point it gets to a point where I can no longer hear your trauma, your past, whatever the case may be, is the reason why you are not trying to move forward in how you communicate better with others, and or just like build more intimate connections with people. Because I just feel like It's one thing when it's a known trauma or past experience that is so like insane that you have to give the person grace. Where like I feel like we've gotten to the point, like kind of back to what I was initially saying about this therapy speak, where like people are weaponizing words that they do not actually know the meaning of or the impact of to divert from the responsibility to be a better person to the people in their lives. And it's exhausting. It's like it really gets to a point where you're just like, you're not traumatized. You just are having a bad time right now, and you have control to make it better by actually investing in the positive, whether that's your friendships, whatever the case may be. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, that's kind of how I feel.
And that's the thing too for me. It's like, but by communicating, it could all be so simple, like authentically communicating, not just making things up, not just saying what you want to say to get the pressure off of you, but like, hey, this is what's going on with me. This is how I feel. This made me upset. I'm having a hard time with this. I'm gonna need some time to myself. Like, communicate, because if you don't communicate, that leaves the other person to speculate. And then I get to come up with anything I have in my head, and now I get to be mad. Because, like, I'm saying, you know what? Maybe this happened. Maybe she said this. Maybe she said that. And it's like, it could all be so simple. It's
Absolutely.
the strangest thing, truly.
It really is, because when we really think about situations where people allow the people that they allegedly care about to speculate and then either distance themselves from you or are downright confrontational, and now you're now in an issue that could have been prevented with the person, it's just like all it took was for you to be responsible for yourself. And when I think about so many things that are at the root of issues that we experience in communication, it's just like people avoiding the responsibility to themselves and to them having to be an adequate person. Like, and it's insane. It's insane.
Absolutely. And honestly, I feel like I've especially in my 30s, I have been, flexing my communication muscle, and even if something is uncomfortable, just saying it, maybe thinking about how I say it, but letting people know. I think the only time I really don't do that is when it comes to dating. And when I say dating, I mean like we've been on like one date, maybe two, and I'm like, I'm not feeling it, because sometimes it's not worth having this whole like, hey, you're a great guy. Because I did actually, every time I try that, like, you're a great guy, but I think we're looking for different things. Then they're like, oh, no, just give me one more chance. And they want to start rehashing stuff. And it's like, bro, it's been two dates. It's like, just let's cut ties. Like, that's me ghosting is more off the strength of like, I just don't care to have this big back and forth. I mean, if it's been a while, then of course, I'll have a conversation typically. But also, men are not good communicators either. So I'm like, if you don't bring it up, I'm not gonna bring it up. We just can never talk again. And I prefer that.
And it's like okay to not be compatible, whether it's friendship compatible, romantic compatible, and it's okay. And I think people are so afraid, like you said, to like just like let things be. They're looking for as many connections as they can make versus like the right kind of connections.
Also true.
And then it just becomes this never-ending cycle of like having these poor conversations or these unfulfilling ones, like ones that are just like a waste of everyone's time.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Yeah, I don't know. I think communication is something that obviously everyone can probably work on. It brings me back to like college and like the comms classes we would take. Like, I don't know that I learned a damn thing in them classes, I'm gonna tell you that. But the idea is there. I like that. But I think they kind of approach it more so from what I remember as like communicating like speech type style or like presentation or like just oral communication, getting your point across. But I don't remember them talking more so about just like the power of communication and being good communicators, and really like emphasizing how it can be used, if you hone that skill to further you in so many areas of your life. And it's really true. Like, people, My sister is not a good communicator. It's like anything you want to know from her, you have to ask a million questions. It's like pulling teeth. You have to second guess if what she's saying is even accurate. You have to put pieces together, and it's painful. And it's like, why can't you just let me know that you changed your number? Why do I have to get a block message and then say, hey, did you change your number? What's your number? Did you give it to the school? Did you give it to the doctor? Did you give it to your, like, our mom? Like, why do I have to do that? And it makes it stressful and toxic to communicate with this person because you're not offering up information. And then there also are the people who they don't offer up information. They expect you to offer up information and they don't share a goddamn thing. And I will say she will share, like when I have to pull it out of her, but she will share. But then you have the people who don't share either. And then it's just like that, I also find that frustrating.
Oh, it drains me, to be honest. Like, I feel
Yeah.
this pressure that I don't really understand, like, what the intent in the conversation is. Like, it feels like you're gathering facts to do something that I'm unaware of. I don't know what the next step is. I'm confused. I'm like, is this to lead up to something? Like,
Right.
I completely empathize with both types of conversations being frustrating because I think we all have those types of people in our lives. I think I have more of the latter than the former, but I definitely have the former too. When I think of the latter, I think of it being a relationship that has kind of set sail and is. It's over, and the person is still trying for whatever reason to maintain that connection, and it doesn't feel genuine anymore. It feels like you're doing it to say you did it and/or to like evoke some level of belief in me that you're interested in me, when in reality, I don't think showing interest in having great conversation with a person means that you are just thinking about them. You're also thinking about what I'm thinking about. Like, I'm not even getting the chance to share anything I'm thinking about because you're asking me so many fucking questions. And now I'm just like, okay, so.
I agree. And then at that point, it becomes like, it doesn't feel like a safe space, for me to be authentically myself. And now we're just talking about surface shit, and that's fine. And again, that goes into our thing, what we said at the beginning, like communicating with people in different ways, like know that I'm not that person that's going to spill all my secrets to you and you aren't sharing anything, because that's what a conversation is. It's information sharing back and forth. And if you, I'm not someone that you're comfortable doing that with, then, don't ask me any questions. Let's keep it surface. And that should be the way you interact with me and with someone else. Maybe you are more willing to share things with, and that's fine, but don't have expectations of me that I can't have for you in return.
The moment that I feel like I cannot comfortably and without kind of a second guess to be able to ask you a question, I don't really want to have a close relationship with you. If I feel like I have to, and of course, there's moments where everyone second guesses things because you're about to ask something that is new, sensitive, emotional, whatever the case may be. I'm saying if I feel like I can't even like ask you a question or make a statement that's authentically what I'm thinking and feeling without you reacting in a way that feels like I'm wrong for having the opinion or having the question, I don't want to talk to you. Like, I feel like if you, like, we all make mistakes, right?
Definitely,
And I think a
we
part of being
all.
a good communicator is also assuming the best of people. And assuming the pe best means you have to give people grace and know that it isn't personal sometimes when they say things that may hurt your feelings or like kind of make you like go, ooh. Like sometimes it's just them saying what's on their mind and it's not an attack towards you. And maybe they could have thought been more thoughtful, but if it's not happening throughout the entire conversation, or all the conversations, then like you should assume that this person is not personally attacking you.
I would agree. I would totally agree with that. And that definitely sounds exhausting as well. I'm just like, in that situation like that, I'd be like, just can you just leave me alone? Like, let's just part ways. Let's just not and say we did.
100% agree. I think that when you don't communicate with someone well, it's not a strong relationship. I think, of course, like you said, everyone can do better. But when you are really at odds or like two ships passing in the sea, it's just like at some point, it's just like, this isn't working. We
Girl,
gotta move on.
there's so many, and we're going to have to do a part two of this because there are so many styles of communication, because it just made me think about people who communicate so erratically. Because they don't, again, you don't have the skill set of how to effectively communicate what you want to get across, what you like, what you don't like, and then you just crash out. And you are crashing out. Like we all have our crash out moments, but you are crashing out on everybody.
And it's not making you can't follow it.
You can't follow it. No, the other person is not receiving what the message you're actually trying to get across. You just look crazy, and then nobody wants to fuck with you. That's really what happens. Like, there's so many different, and honestly, I don't even know what's worse. I don't know if that's worse, the passive aggressive communication style. I mean, there's we're gonna have to unpack this in
I think
future
nothing is
episodes.
worse than a passive aggressive person.
We're gonna need a part two and a part three, because yeah, passive aggressive is, and it's like, and the crazy thing is, like, when I try to be passive aggressive, I have to intention. I'm doing it intentionally, because like I know what I'm doing, so you know what you're doing. Unless you are that little self aware, the passive aggressive people, like, for them, if they don't know that they're doing it, that's a little scary to me, because I know when I'm doing it.
It's just like the same people that are like, I'm sarcastic and I don't realize how it comes off. It's like, no, you have to be like intelligent to be sarcastic. Like you have to know the perfect moment to say those types of statements. So if you're gonna sit here and try to play me like I'm stupid and don't realize you are smart, you do know what you're doing. That's how I feel about passive aggressive people. Like you're making an active choice to bring up or highlight something that is bothering you in the most odd way. You are absolutely aware you're doing it and you are
Girl.
exhausting.
Yeah, that one is not one of my faves. I would rather, direct, but consider it. The crash out, again, deal with that with my mom. That is not that's one that's entertaining to watch on the internet, not in real life.
I will say I'm not someone that is as big of an advocate now for confrontation as I used to be when I was younger. I used to be like, everyone should just like say the thing. They should, whatever. I feel like I don't think everything has to be said. Sometimes not saying something is as powerful as saying something, first of all. And then also, there's a time and a place for communication to be productive and purposeful. And if you are not processing your emotions, like similar to what you're saying about this like chaos thing, like if you're not processing your emotions, if you are not thoughtful, your communication isn't gonna land purposefully. It's not gonna land like it's intended for the person to receive it. And honestly, a lot of times when you pause and think, you probably say to yourself, I don't even know if it's worth talking about because you are just either going to act accordingly or it was something that you felt momentarily that isn't as big of a feeling the next time you think about
That's a great point. Wow, we're so mature. We're so
it.
wise.
We're so
I
mature.
love how we just broke this down. Honestly, when I talk to my Gen Z friends sometimes, I'd be like, y'all really are tripping. I'm like, am I that old? That's like some of the things they be talking about. I'm like, we talking about pools and baked and cooked grilled food, and y'all are arguing over that. Like, what?
No, we've had an opportunity to learn. They're still in the learning stage.
This is true. This is true. With well, not always, but sometimes with age comes wisdom, and I love that for us. Love that for us. We're gonna give such great advice to the kids when they start growing up. Can't wait.
I
Well, I
can't
mean,
wait.
I actually can't wait, because then we're gonna be old.
I
Real.
know. That's a good
We're
point.
gonna be old for real. Well, with that, as always, solved another bar for communication this time, but we will be back because there's more to unpack. There's always something happening when it comes to communicating. And then today's QTNA, which is a simple one. Do you care about Taylor Swift getting engaged?
No. I could talk about Taylor Swift and Nicki Minaj and my hate for both of these women for hours.
Until the cows come home.
Yeah, like I literally could just like list all of the things. But I will say, I used to be a fan of Taylor Swift when she first came out. I am still a huge fan of her debut album. I think it is a very good album. I will also give Taylor Swift credit in that she is a strong songwriter. That's as far as her talent goes for me. I find her to be the epitome of mediocrity and using specifically white mediocrity to make white below average women feel like they have something to reach for. And she can just like suck my dick, honestly, because she perpetuates so many bad things. She is the epitome also of like white feminism.
That's
But
true.
these are all reasons why I do not like Taylor Swift, but I also do not care about her getting engaged because I think everything she does is a publicity stunt. I've clocked her since probably 15, maybe more years ago when she sued her own fans who were making fan art and product on Etsy. That's when I knew she did not care about her fans. She did not care about the art. She cared about maintaining her status as a rich ass white woman. And I therefore think how opportune to get engaged after you announce some weird ass fucking album with your weird ass looking self on a fucking thing half naked and the beginning of NFL season to your NFL boyfriend. And your caption was weird as fuck. Why are you so obsessed with high school? You're the same age as us, you
She's
stupid
so
bitch.
obsessed with high school. She is. Yeah, I will say my answer would be, not that I care about the engagement. I mean, I clicked. What? I wish I could see Devin's face right now. We listen and we don't judge, okay? I will say I am a fan of Taylor Swift's music up until I think the Red album. I didn't, which the Red album came out in 2012. I don't even know. I've heard a few little, bops. What was it? The Bad Blood. I like that song. Which is crazy. She did a song with Kendrick Lamar, looking like where we are now. Like, who would have thought we'd be here? But she's had a few singles since that I've liked, but she's seemed to have delved into a genre that's very folk. And I like all genres. Folk is a little bit much for me. It's a little too white. I did click on the, her post, and I looked, and I was like, oh, she's engaged. As a woman does when you see a woman getting engaged with a ring. I will say I do think Taylor has been problematic for a lot of recent things. She finally came out, and I think she endorsed Kamala.
Yeah, she did.
It was like in the ninth hour or the 11th hour or whatever you say. She was hanging out with a known Trumpansy, Brittany Mahomes. Didn't like that. I don't think she ever spoke out and told her fans to leave Kayla Nicole alone, and that was really shady. And we know that she is very vindictive when it comes to women who have dated her exes, because never forget that song where she was talking about the one that was dating the Jonas brother before her, and basically was talking about how she was a whore. That was way early in her catalog. Like, her name was Camila Cabello or something like that, and she had dated Joe Jonas first. You remember that?
No.
I'm gonna find the song.
Another thing to add to the list.
List lengthens. And then just honestly, she has dated, and I date a lot of people, but she has publicly dated way too many men for her to be who she is.
Girl.
He has publicly dated, and I don't care. I don't care. This is not slut shaming. This is,
No.
baby, find some peace within yourself. You do not have to publicly, girl. Tom Hiddleston,
Who the fuck
Taylor,
is that?
he plays Loki. Girl, they was all booed up. You know, I follow the gossip blogs. She and him. It was 4th of July, whatever summer they were dating. She was at Blake Lively's house with Ryan Reynolds. They was all booed up. The Joe Alwyn guy that she was with for 6 years, who I still don't know who he is. I guess he's an actor. The Taylor Lautner, John Mayer, and it's like you publicly are heavy with these men, and then you rip them to shreds in your songs. It's like, are you just dating them for the music? And if
That's,
so, say that.
yeah, I feel like this could be me throwing anything out there because my hate knows no bounds. The connection to the high school thing, I think that she has been pandering to a specific demographic, not just white women, but white women who are very young, talking about preteen young to teenage young, as well as white women that have a really difficult time separating themselves from their high school selves or their very young adult selves. And I think she's been pandering to them, and she also probably feels like them. And a big part of that identity, I think, for most young women is centering the male gaze. When you go through puberty or about to go through puberty, you are centering the male gaze. Everything you do is about male attention and like trying to figure out if you are straight. I should make that distinction. If you're cis and straight, you're centering the male gaze. You're thinking about how you and your friends can be around guys and start dating and what dating's gonna be like. And it is very romanticized in pop culture. And I think she has not only embodied that as a person, but she is pandering heavy to it. And that's why I also really struggle to listen to her music, is because I feel like, and this is me continuing to throw things into thin air, she reminds me of Chris Brown, and that there hasn't been an evolution in her music. Yes, she's picking at different genres. Yes, she is making things super catchy. All of her songs, I would never take from her that she is a super catchy.
Be crazy with the pen. I will give
She
her
can,
that too.
yes, the songs sound good, but it's all about the same thing.
It is.
And I think that that's why when you are bringing this up about the dating, she's dating this way because she never grew up. This is a 36, 37-year-old woman who is acting like she is freaking 16 or she's 22. One of the two. She's either pretending that she's still in high school at the fucking peak of high school, or she just got out of her young first part of pretending to be adult years, and she's figuring it out, and she's so soft and so sweet, but she's also
Girl.
so tough, and she can take it all on. Like a bitch. I fucking hate her.
Girl, it's crazy to me that millions of people are going to these concerts to see her wear these baby doll rainbow dresses and allegedly play the guitar. And she don't even dance. And then they would compare her to Beyoncé.
That bitch runs on the stage, and all she does is grunt, thrust, frolic, and prance, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. She is a disgrace. And again, the only
Wait,
reason
wait.
she's a billionaire, if she's a billionaire,
It's because of white women.
is white women.
Girl, let me. Okay, so this is so not Camilla. So Better Than Revenge. I sent you the text.
Okay.
It was about Camilla Bell, who,
Oh,
and
okay.
indirectly about the Joe Jonas breakup because she dated Joe Jonas. And so she had written in these lyrics, she's not a saint. She's not what you think. She's an actress. Whoa. She's better known for the things that she does on the mattress. Oh, whoa. I remember this song. It was yesterday. To the point that this was released in 2010, to the point that when she had to redo her album because Scooter Bronson had bought her catalog and like wouldn't give it to her,
And that's what she gets.
she changed the lyric and she took out the known for the mattress and changed it to she was holding the matches. Because she knew she was dead ass wrong.
She's a dirty slut. Only a dirty slut would talk about other women like she is not a girl's girl.
She knew she was dead ass wrong.
She is dead ass fucking wrong.
And
She's a
that's just
piece of
one
shit.
that I can think of because I'm not a Swiftie. So I'm sure there's many other songs where she has done that. So all that to say, while I don't care about the engagement, I care about what it's gonna do to our society. These bitches, these white women were stopping work midday on camera, on air. So excited. Married white women at that. I'm like, Travis Kelce, I hope he has a really strong prenup because I don't know what NFL money is making, but that bitch is a billionaire.
I hope that prenup takes that bitch to the bank if he divorces her. I don't fuck with him either, but I hope that he would take her to the bank. This, I have to strongly agree with what you were saying about like the fears of the impact on society because it really was coming to me throughout our conversation just how frustrating and how disappointing it had been this past election cycle to watch white women once again fail us at the polls. Y'all will stand up for this red lip stupid bitch and scream at the top of your lungs with her off key at that
Off key.
about a man, a girl, the stars, the blanket you're laying on, and everything. But you won't fucking go vote.
A scarf.
Yeah. You won't fucking go vote and make something for yourself. And that's why I said that bitch that was getting pickpocketed is fed up because that's a white woman that has finally hit her brink and realized the patriarchy ain't for you, ho. You may have wanted to align all this time because of your whiteness, but these white men don't give a damn about you either. And
They
until
don't.
these white bitches that follow this bitch realize it, we're never gonna have change in this country because they are fucking over here calling this about to be the royal wedding. Meanwhile, royal, we are losing our fucking freedoms. The goddamn tanks are in DC. The goddamn fucking president put gold all in the goddamn Oval Office that looks like he got it off of fucking Amazon. And he's trying to fire federal employees for no goddamn reason. Fuck Taylor Swift. I hope she doesn't get married. I hope she gets left at the altar like Carrie. And I hope that it becomes national news that we all get to see and it's on camera so I can watch on a goddamn loop like I did when the motherfucking black man beat that bitch with a goddamn folding chair on the goddamn dock. Because that is how much I'm fucking sick of this shit.
Today's read brought to you by Mrs. Umar. Mic fucking drop. Round of applause. Insert round of applause sound. You ain't wrong, queen. You ain't
Like,
wrong, queen. I
I
mean,
just.
it's all a distraction. It is all of a distraction. That's why we can't focus on actually making it through changing one thing because literally today alone, it's like the CDC director steps down, a school shooting while children are praying happens. Taylor Swift got engaged. It's not important, but that is thrown into the mix to distract them. And more, as these more serious things continue to happen, more frivolous things are going to continue to happen to distract us. And honestly, I was telling somebody the only reason like all that shit went down in 2020 was because niggas was at home. We were in the house. We couldn't leave the house. Things were closed. We had nothing to do but pay attention to what was going on outside as we stayed inside in fear. You know, well, some of us, Atlanta was open, but you know what I mean. So it was like all eyes were on these situations. And it's just so crazy that like 5 years later, they're painting over the rainbow crosswalks. They're saying DEI is bad now. They're wanting to put Confederate statues back up. So it's like we thought we were making progress. And then they're like, oh, no. Just kidding. And it's like, so at what point does the real progress take place? Like, I mean, obviously, I'm fingers crossed we don't have another Republican person in office. I mean, that's really going to do damage to our society if we do. But is this just going to be this constant, like, back and forth, like, you know, I don't know.
Taking steps forward and taking huge steps back.
Huge. The niggas trying to erase how bad, quote unquote, slavery was in the Smithsonian museums. Like, what? Is this 1910?
And the media is perpetuating this. Like, why are my CNN alerts in the same breath as talking about Israel bombing a Gaza hospital on camera? You are telling me that Travis Kelce proposed to Taylor Swift. Y'all have too much journalism that you could be doing. Y'all should be
It's fucked up.
parked on the White House lawn.
It's fucked up.
What are we talking about right now? Like, it's like,
Girl, where's Luigi? I haven't seen no update from him. He better be alive.
he better be alive.
You know what?
They better have that. I know that the what are them people called? The people in the jail with him, his prison mates were protecting him, allegedly.
Girl, they was cutting his hair and doing his brows.
It's just, it's always something, man. I won't be, I
They're
mean,
trying to give him life in prison, bro. That's crazy.
it's so
With a
crazy.
death penalty.
They can fucking, I can't. I can tell by the ring that was provided to Taylor Swift.
Oh, his birthday's May 6th. Sorry.
Oh, cute. I can tell that we are in for a season of poor taste, lots of money being spent frivolously, and people making the strangest fashion choices and trends, their personality, because that ring is hideous. I don't care what anyone says, it's not cute. The band is frightening.
Frightening.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
Like,
I've
she
read that it
thought she
was.
was Zendaya. How Zendaya has that very unique and beautiful ring. Bitch, that ring is ugly.
Girl, I read that it is old mind cut because, again, they keep wanting to insist that she is vintage, whatever that
And
means.
old mind cuts are beautiful if they're in the right setting. He threw it in a goddamn House of Dragons fucking setting. It looks like it was fucking proposed to fucking Daenerys Targaryen.
I want to see a zoom in of the band because I just saw. I don't know. I really hope that he helped it. I hope she helped to design that. And even just like every time I see her hair is always so mousy, like them damn bangs. I'm just like, girl, grow up.
Yeah, put some goddamn hair product in your damn hair.
Taylor Swift's engagement ring marks a return to vintage elegance.
How about we talk about the
The New York
gaudiness
Times.
and the extravagance of the cost? Like, this is why we have all these women that are living in this world believing that they're going to get proposed to with these 3, 4 carat rings. Like, baby, what do you mean return to elegance? Like, Taylor Swift's life is not the standard for you and anyone else.
Girl, I think it's between 9 to 700. I mean, ooh, true. I'm tripping. 9 to 7 to 9 carats, One person said they think it's around 500,000, and another person said they think it's worth 5 million.
My goodness. I don't think Travis Kelce has
Girl,
$5 million.
that's why I said he got football money.
Because I know he makes money from advertisements as well and endorsements, but like $5 million on an engagement ring sounds like pretty wild.
Yeah, unless she bought it herself.
I wouldn't be surprised. She is a part of the plan. It's a part of the plan.
Never miss a Taylor Swift moment, it says on people.com. They about to run this to the ground, girl. We're gonna be hearing about this. We gonna hear about this for the rest of our days.
Is that a recession indicator? Because don't get me wrong, I know that Britain's royal weddings are also rooted in a lot of tradition and history, but I also would argue that a lot of what I learned from watching The Crown was the purpose of the royal family is for the Britons to have something to look to in regards to wealth and excellence and elegance and royalty. Not
Right.
that you can obtain it, but that you want to obtain it. And so, is this a recession indicator that they talk about these bitches like this? That we are looking to try to like envy the life of a fucking billionaire?
Girl, between that and the Bezos wedding, it's given eat the rich, eat them. We must come together.
We need to, especially because that bitch did not wear that $1 billion well. She had a carpeted fucking wedding. She looked a mess. She looked a mess. If you're gonna come out there and do the things, Miss Bezos, pull it together.
Looks like the Joker.
And that's exactly what Taylor's gonna look like, a clown, because she don't got no style.
Oh, girl, you know she's gonna be dressing like it's 1920s Great Gatsby.
Now that she's a part of the conservative trope, because that's what it seems like Travis hangs out with.
Definitely. We have sufficiently dragged Taylor Swift to hell.
We sure have, and it was delightful.
Well, thanks for sticking with us on another episode of The Bar. I think this is episode 9. We almost are wrapping, I guess technically season 1. Don't seasons like have 10 episodes? I mean, maybe.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah, we're almost wrapping one more episode till the end of season 1. Thanks for sticking with us on today's Yap and Chat.
Yeah, I like that. Yap in chat. And thank you so much for always tuning in.